We have a level 3 risk for severe storms today. It's a WREL weather alert day. I'll show you what time to expect the storms where you are.
And we're live at RDU this morning tracking flight cancellations and delays. Right now, more than a dozen flights delayed and 8 canceled.
A 12-week abortion ban is just days from taking effect in North Carolina, but there are some big changes and delays that could be on the way. We have you covered on the next steps of this major shift in health care. Straight up 8 o'clock right now on your Monday here, a day to get started with a weather alert day. We're glad you're with us. I'm Jeff Hogan.
And I'm Michelle McConaughey. Yeah, I was just telling Jeff it looked like that level 3 kind of expanded. It's covering much of the area for us now. So we're going to get right over to meteorologist Elizabeth Gardner. She's tracking everything for us and timing everything out for us. So it looks like this is going to be mainly a severe wind issue for us. Wind gusts, straight line winds up to 60 plus miles per hour. And of course, that can do the same sort of damage as a weak tornado. Tornado threat with this is fairly low. Hail, quarter size is a possibility. Let's walk through the timeline for all of this. We're seeing a little bit of sunshine right now, but we have some rain in the mountains that is weakening, but may come through here as just a quick sprinkle for a few folks. After that, once we get past lunchtime, expect to see some clearing. And at that point, there could be a few isolated cells that pop up, especially in our northern counties. Those are not as likely to be severe, but then we see a cold front developing back to or moving in back from the west between 7 and 8 o'clock. In our western counties from, say, Roxboro through Durham and Siler City. And then at 9 o'clock, South Hill to between Durham and Raleigh and Southern Pines. Then it continues to push eastward, 10 o'clock from, say, around Fayetteville and Rocky Mount eastward. After we get past midnight, it's likely that most of these cells will dissipate, except for a few down to the south. We could continue to see some of those until around 2 o'clock tomorrow morning. It looks nice right now in Lewisburg, mostly clear to partly cloudy, 75 with a high dew point at 67. So it's very warm and sticky tropical feeling outside. Temperatures right now are in the low to mid 70s as you're heading out. Our temperature will climb into the mid 90s for this afternoon, and we'll see a triple digit heat index with that. We'll walk through the timeline for our heat index through the day coming up in just a little while and talk about when else we may see some storms this week. Brian?
It is 8:02 right now, Elizabeth, and we're still watching the camera out at I-40 around Davis Drive and 885 in Durham. Reports of some sort of a crash out there on the westbound side as you head through that area. I'm not seeing big delays at this point. You can see on that westbound side maybe a little bit of brake tapping between Davis and 885. But overall, it looks like your ride away from the airport into RTP in South Durham is pretty clear. 885 is a little slow in both directions around TW Alexander and Cornwallis, which is typical for this point in the morning commute. We are just getting reports of a crash on Lewisburg Road just north of 540, and you can see a little bit of a delay starting to build there on that southbound side coming in from Rollsville. We'll have an update on that coming up in just a few minutes. Also, a report of a crash on the 55 bypass at Bennett Knoll Parkway over in Holly Springs. So we will keep our eyes on that one as well. We're watching a crash on 401 just north of 1010 Road. Looks like it's mostly affecting traffic on the southbound side heading away from Garner back toward Fuquay Varina, but you still could see a little bit of a backup on that northbound trip heading back up toward Garner and Raleigh. Around Raleigh, our major routes are looking okay for this point in the morning commute. A little bit of a slowdown on 40 westbound right around the Gorman Street area. Also slowing down in spots on 440 westbound around the Capitol Boulevard and Glenwood Avenue interchanges. But overall, it's a pretty smooth trip as you head from 87 back around to Wade Avenue.
Can't say the same for airports, Brian. Across the country, folks are scrambling this morning trying to accommodate the passengers whose flights have been delayed or canceled because of weather the last couple days, equipment problems in other areas to blame. WRL's Laura Levine joins us live from RDU, where we're seeing a growing number of cancellations this morning when folks are just trying to get where they want to go coming off of this weekend. Laura.
Yeah, Jeff, good morning. This morning I spoke with a few people actually who were either sitting here in front of customer service on the phone trying to talk to someone or actually at the customer service desk trying to get rebooked after their flight was either canceled or delayed. Now we're seeing 8 canceled flights right now and a total of 12 delays. That number has really fluctuated but continued to increase as the morning goes on. Travelers up and down the East Coast are still dealing with some of those lingering impacts from yesterday. About 8,000 flights nationwide nationwide were delayed and nearly 900 canceled as thunderstorms shook up air travel in and out of some of the country's busiest airports. On top of that, the FAA also briefly halted departures to major airports that serve Washington, D.C., Baltimore, and New York for repairs to a power panel that went out at an air traffic control facility. The FAA said the facility switched to a backup communication system before that issue was resolved. We spoke with Carol and Harris Rui, whose flight was canceled early this morning. They were traveling for the first time since the pandemic for a very special occasion.
Oh, for a special occasion. This is our 50th wedding anniversary. So this is a disappointment. Weather is inevitable, but I'm really sorry that it's impacting this trip because we've been so excited and so looking forward to it.
Yeah, they were actually heading to Aruba with Delta, but their Delta flight out of RDU could not get them to Atlanta, so they're working to get rebooked for tomorrow. We spoke with another couple in a very similar situation who had to cancel their trip altogether. Laura Levine, WRAL News at RDU.
New abortion restrictions are set to take effect in North Carolina this Saturday. Those include a ban on the procedure after 12 weeks. However, Republican state lawmakers are making last-minute changes as a lawsuit over the ban is heard in federal court. Today, the Senate will take its final vote on those new changes. Our NC Capitol team expects the House to give its approval on Wednesday. That's the same day a federal court in Greensboro will decide whether to put the restrictions on hold. Planned Parenthood is suing over the rule and wants them blocked for now. GOP lawmakers are hoping their new changes will convince the judge to let the abortion ban take effect. Now, if the new ban is approved and the judge lets it take effect, Governor Cooper could still veto it. But that would likely just be a delay because the GOP-controlled General Assembly would likely override him.
We're working to get more information this morning about a serious crash on South Mineral Springs Road in Durham. This happened just after 11 last night near Willow Springs Road. You can see a car and a Jeep both badly damaged in this video from the WRAL Breaking News Tracker. No word yet on any injuries or what may have caused this crash.
And hundreds of thousands are without power this morning as the storm system that's heading our way left devastation behind it, including in Indiana. Look at this video. The National Weather Service will be there today to look at the damage left by tornadoes just like this one. This is video from the town of Bargersville, about 20 miles south of Indianapolis. The town's mayor says the tornado damaged about 75 homes over a 3-mile stretch. Thankfully, nobody was hurt. This was one of several reported tornadoes in Indiana yesterday.
Russian President Vladimir Putin has yet to respond this morning after the most serious challenge yet to his power. Cheers erupted in the street near Russia's military headquarters, even after the head of the Wagner mercenary group called off an attempted rebellion. The Kremlin says the Wagner leader agreed to stop his forces from advancing toward Moscow in an armed convoy. It's not clear how much the short-lived insurrection will weaken Russia's efforts in its war against Ukraine. Ukrainians say they're optimistic the infighting will give them opportunities to take back territory seized by Russian forces.
Three people on the North Carolina coast are out of their home this morning after a plane crashed right into it. The plane went down shortly after takeoff yesterday afternoon from Cape Fear Regional Jetport in Southport. The house did catch fire after that crash, and crews were able to get that fire out within about 15 minutes. There's no word on the cause of the crash or the condition of the pilot, who was the only person on board. Three people who were inside that house were able to get out safely. Coming up, new research is revealing the tragic reasons for gun deaths involving children. Just ahead, where they're most likely to get their hands on a gun.
And how about this? Heat so intense you can bake cookies in your car. Just ahead, a closer look at the dangerous conditions facing communities across the South this morning.
And we're one of those communities. We have a level 3 risk for severe storms. The most likely chance for these storms will be later on in the evening, but we'll walk through the timeline and show you coming up.
Welcome back. It's 8:12 right now. Here's a live look at Pinehurst Resort and Country Club right there as you watch WRAL News, available on YouTube TV and the WRAL app on your TV or streaming device. Get those tee times in early because later might not be an option. Elizabeth Gardner in the WRS Severe Weather Center with what's coming with this weather alert day.
We have this unusual level 3 risk. We typically average 2 of these a year, and we're more likely to see these in the spring during our severe weather season, which is March to May. So something that we don't see that often. Instead of this being a widespread tornado threat, though, it looks like it's mainly going to be straight line winds. Here's a look at the history of this storm. We have a cold front that is sweeping across the country right now. And you can see last night from Kentucky down through Texas, watch the white boxes popping up there. Those are all severe thunderstorm warnings. It started to ease up a little bit. We've seen rain in the mountains now. That rain's breaking up, but it's headed our way. And there could be just a few isolated showers with that this morning. It's actually getting pretty close to us at this point. So don't be surprised to see that. This is a look at the history of this system as it's been moving eastward. The white circles are where we've had wind damage, and then the blue circles are hail reports. 374 reports of wind damage and only 4 reports of tornadoes. But we know that straight line winds can often do the same sort of damage as a weak tornado, so this is not something to discount. As this line of thunderstorms moves through here, be prepared for winds strong enough to knock down trees and power lines. Again, a few isolated tornadoes and some hail about the size of a quarter. We take a look at futurecast, and you can see, again, some of these light showers back to our west from the mountains moving in between 10 and noon. After that, it moves on by, and we'll likely see some sunshine. When that sunshine breaks out, we'll start to see some storms popping. Most of those between 3 and 4 o'clock or 5 o'clock from Raleigh northward. Those are less likely to be severe, but as the front gets closer to us, then we'll begin to see a line of storms developing. Here's a 9 o'clock view, South Hill to Durham to Raleigh to Southern Pines, moving really almost out of the viewing area by midnight with some lingering isolated storms in the south up to around 2 a.m. Futurecast for tomorrow, we'll see some sunshine and there'll be enough lingering moisture behind that front for just a few pop-up storms, but nothing likely to be severe like we'll end up seeing today. Here's a look at our wind risk. This red area looks a little bit alarming, but this just means that there's a 30% chance in this area that you would see damaging winds. And then this is a look at the hail risk. 15% of the people in this area would end up seeing hail out of the system. Likely to produce some heavy rain. It'll be, you know, in pockets. Some areas won't see a whole lot. Others could see up to an inch or more. And so we do have a medium risk for flooding for it today. A lot of that is because of the fact that we've had so much rain lately. We're still fairly saturated. Good bit of sunshine there, right in front of our newsroom there in Fayetteville. In Chapel Hill, we're starting to cloud up a little bit more. It's partly cloudy in Apex and in Goldsboro currently. We check out our temperatures. It's going to be a really hot day today. We climbed to 94, and for one of the first times this year, we're having to deal with a heat index that's fairly high. We'll walk through that hour by hour coming up. Once the front moves through, we're going to see more pleasant conditions until Friday. Friday, Saturday, Sunday, we're back into the 90s with a chance of some storms Saturday and Sunday. Brian.
8:15 right now. Going to head out to the Beltline at Wake Forest Road. There's a minor crash, it looks like, there in the median as you head away from Capitol Boulevard back toward Wake Forest. And it's adding up to a little bit of a backup through that area. Not talking about huge delays at this point, but just look out for a little bit of a slowdown around that. And once we get some police activity out there with the flashing lights, try to move over at least one lane to give them some room to work. A couple other crashes that we're following with some bigger backups on Lewisburg Road, right around Fox Road, not too far from the northern Wake Tech campus there, north of 540. A crash really backing up traffic on that southbound side coming in from Rollsville this morning. Need to allow plenty of extra time there. Also in Holly Springs, we have a crash on the 55 bypass at Bennett Knoll Parkway. This is not too far from the shopping area down there, and you can see those heavy delays, especially on the southbound or eastbound side of 55, heading away from the 540 interchange back down toward Holly Springs Road, New Hill Road, Main Street, that area. Need to allow extra time in both directions through that area, and you might consider using Main Street itself as an alternate route. Still have that crash also between Fuquay and Garner on 401 or Fayetteville Road, just north of 1010 Road, although it looks like they're making some pretty good progress getting that cleared up.
All right, thank you, Brian. Today, North Carolina's mental health crisis will take center stage as top health leaders meet. The head of our state's Department of Health and Human Services will join U.S. Senator Tom Tillis for a roundtable discussion in Raleigh. They'll talk about mental health and a law signed into law last year that provides new investment to expand mental health support in schools across the country. Today's hearing gets underway at 10:15.
A man is recovering this morning after being hit by a car on Lake Wheeler Road. The WRL breaking news tracker arrives on the scene Saturday just before midnight. Witnesses said the man was walking in the middle of the street before he was hit. We're told he was taken to the hospital with critical injuries. Police say the driver of the car stayed at that scene and is not likely to face charges.
Donald Trump is working to appeal to voters in the key swing state of Michigan, which he lost in 2020 after winning there in 2016. Speaking at a GOP event in suburban Detroit yesterday, Trump attacked the Biden administration and electric vehicles, saying their adoption would lead to job losses in the auto industry. He also said he would defend the so-called parental rights movement in schools.
I will immediately sign a new executive order to cut federal funding for any school pushing critical race theory, transgender insanity, and other inappropriate racial, sexual, or political content onto the lives of our children.
Trump is campaigning at a time when he's facing separate criminal indictments on federal and state charges. He has denied any wrongdoing, but new reporting shows that he's funneled campaign donations into a political action committee used to pay his personal legal fees.
A new study shows most kids who die from accidental shootings are playing with guns at home or mistaking them for toys. The study out today looked at cases over about a decade in which children under age 15 accidentally killed themselves or another child with a gun. The study found most of the shootings happened at the victim's home, where in 8 of about 10 cases, the gun belonged to an older relative. The research also discovered that in more than 40% of the incidents, the deaths happened to kids ages 2 to 4. The report found the guns were left unloaded in about 92% of the shootings.
Happening now, police are urging people to lock their doors and stay on alert after 3 senior citizens were found stabbed to death in their home. 2 of the people who died were celebrating their 50th anniversary and plan to renew their vows. They never showed up at the church. Investigators say there was evidence of a break-in at that home. They think it was a random act.
This is the night to lock your doors and windows, even if you do not normally do that. It's a warm night. People may have air conditioners going. Be vigilant.
Police had received reports of an attempted break-in in a short distance away just hours earlier. They have not said if the 2 cases are connected. And Delta says it's working with the National Transportation Safety Board after an airport employee was sucked into an airplane engine. It happened at the San Antonio International Airport. Authorities say they responded on Friday night. They say the Delta plane was arriving from Los Angeles when that employee was killed. Their name has not been released.
Well, we'll have our share of weather here throughout the day, but affecting us here in North Carolina, some parts of the country also have extreme heat. Others saw possible tornadoes, heavy rains, and flash flooding. This video from Abilene, Texas shows it has been so hot that cookies can be baked in a car. More than 50 million people from Arizona to Louisiana are coping with temperatures hitting 100 degrees or higher. Cooling centers have been set up in some areas of Texas to try to keep people as safe as possible.
Ongoing drought continues to threaten the successful harvest of vital cash crops, and it's pushing some farmers to the limit. Ted Linder takes a closer look at what's under attack.
Moderate to extreme drought conditions causing turmoil for farmers across large portions of the Midwest and Great Plains, with cash crops like wheat, corn, and soybeans struggling to survive.
We could have a dry month, and that may not be a problem. But if it's at a critical time of vegetative development, this could be a disaster.
Some climate experts say the problem isn't necessarily a lack of precipitation, but more so when the rain actually falls.
The springtime and even the fall might be even wetter than normal, but the summers are drier than normal. If they have too wet of fields in the spring, that's going to delay planting. But then as soon as it dries out in the field, it could be dry for weeks, if not months.
The U.S. is one of the top 5 wheat exporters in the world. But instead of preparing to harvest their crops, many wheat farmers in Kansas, Oklahoma, and Texas are now walking away from their fields. The drought impacting the health and growth of wheat, causing roughly a third to go without being harvested this season. Corn, which is used in many food products and for animal feed, is facing a similar fate.
The bigger the corn gets, the more water it's going to start to take up. Drought is so important because it's going to impact corn, how much grain it's going to produce, how much biomass, plant matter it's going to produce.
Soybean yield is also a main concern, with agricultural experts urging farmers to always speak up as soon as conditions worsen.
Relay that information. We need to be mindful of this.
That was Ted Linder reporting there. Well, if you're looking for a new job, you'll want to listen to this. Cary is hosting its virtual diversity job fair today. It features more than 25 leading companies, and they include AT&T, Chevron, Google, and more. The job fair begins at 11 this morning and runs until 2 p.m. And for more information on how you can join, visit jobfairx.com.
City of Henderson is cleaning up Elmwood Cemetery this week. The workers will be removing any items that are banned under city rules. If you have anything there you'd like to keep, you should go pick it up now. The items will be removed and thrown out without notice.
Dog lovers in Durham will have a new place to take their pets starting this week. The new dog park at Rock Quarry Park opens tomorrow. A grand opening ceremony is planned from 4 to 6 this afternoon. The new dog park has been in the works for years. It'll replace the Northgate Park Dog Park. And Durham is getting closer to having a new sports complex for kids. The work that's happening in the Bull City to make that project a reality.
And why North Carolina's new ban on abortions after 12 weeks might not take effect as planned this Saturday.
Stay safe with the latest WRAL weather alert day info. Get up to the minute weather and traffic conditions when you get in your car. In Raleigh on 99.3 FM, in Durham 96.5 FM, and everywhere on 101.5 HD3.
Good Monday morning. Time now is 8:26. I'm Michelle McConaughey. We are under a WRAL weather alert day. Meteorologist Elizabeth Gardner showing us who is under that level three risk today, Elizabeth.
It covers the entire viewing area, and a level three is something that's pretty unusual for us around here. It's likely to manifest as a line of thunderstorms that comes through this evening with a chance for some straight line winds. Our tornado threat is fairly small, but not a zero threat. It looks nice out right now. We're looking at partly cloudy skies in Sanford. We're seeing some sunshine across the region. It's possible that we would see a few light showers a little bit closer to lunchtime. Our temperature is heading out the door right now, 74 degrees. So a little sprinkle around lunchtime and then an isolated shower or storm around 4 or 5. But the main line of thunderstorms starts to push through around 7 or 8 and is around until, say, midnight or so. Brian?
Heads up coming in from Rollsville this morning. We have a crash on Lewisburg Road at Fox Road, just north of the 540 interchange, leading to some pretty big delays as you head toward 540. Right now we're measuring a 13-minute backup coming in from Rollsville. Just need to allow that extra time. There are not too many great alternate routes to avoid that backup. In Holly Springs, we have a crash on the 55 bypass around Bennett Knoll Parkway, seeing some pretty heavy delays in both directions. You might consider using 55 itself or Main Street as a good alternate route. And we still have that crash in the clearing stages on 401 between Garner and Fuquay Varina, just north of the 1010 Road intersection.
All right, Brian, thank you. We checked just minutes ago and at least 8 flights are canceled. 13 others are delayed at RDU. Hundreds of others are delayed at big airports, including Charlotte and Atlanta. This is the result of lingering impacts from storms and equipment issues affecting airlines nationwide. Next on Fox 50, Elizabeth Gardner is tracking a level 3 risk for severe storms on our weather alert day. And next on today, the winner of the world's ugliest dog competition.
And we have a level 3 severe weather threat for it today. It's unusually high. We'll likely have a line of thunderstorms that comes through this evening. I'll show you the timeline.
An air traffic control system failure and thunderstorms have impacted flights up and down the East Coast. Right now, we're giving you a look at RDU tracking the cancellations and delays.
A switch up to the timeline for the abortion bill that's set to take effect on Saturday. How tonight's critical Senate vote could take that bill one step closer to becoming law.
8:30 the time right now as we get back to work here on a Monday. I'm Jeff Hogan. So glad you're with us right now.
And I'm Michelle McConaughey. Yes, it is a WRAL weather alert day. That's what we're talking about today. Much of us under a level 3 risk, which is pretty unusual. Meteorologist Elizabeth Gardner is standing by tracking everything for us, Elizabeth.
Yeah, so this is looking more like a straight line wind event for us later on this evening. Of course, straight line winds can do similar damage to weak tornadoes. So this is something we want to take very seriously. Quarter size hail, which can do damage. And of course, the tornado tornado risk is low, but it's not a zero risk. We have some rain from the mountains that's moving in our direction right now. That could bring us a few scattered sprinkles between, say, 11 and noon. After that, we'll start to see the skies clearing a little bit once we get into the early part of the afternoon, and that will help to destabilize the atmosphere a bit more. Could be just a few isolated cells that pop up between 3 and 5 o'clock, but the best chance for severe storms won't happen until around 7 or 8 o'clock. We'll see that line of thunderstorms forming up as it moves into our viewing area. There's 8 o'clock. There's 9 o'clock, South Hill, Raleigh, Southern Pines. At 10 o'clock, it's right around Rocky Mount, Wilson, back toward Fayetteville, and it continues to slide eastward around midnight, with the potential for a few isolated storms down south as late as around 2 a.m. tomorrow morning. It looks nice out there right now. I mean, it's blue sky here in Lewisburg. It is warm and sticky, 75 degrees in the Triangle area with a dew point of 67. Our temperatures are mostly in the low to mid 70s right now, so you head out the door and that air feels very heavy. It's going to be a hot day. The storms don't start really until much later, so we'll climb to 94 degrees. The heat index will feel like 100s, and we'll walk through the timeline for the heat index for the day coming up. After that, again, we'll be tracking those strong to severe thunderstorms this evening.
Thanks, Elizabeth. It is shaping up to be quite a messy morning for people who are trying to get in and out of airports all around the country. Flight delays and cancellations have stacked up over the weekend. Weather, even some equipment problems are to blame for it. WRL's Laura Levine spoke to some people who are traveling through RDU right now, and they're in a bind with their vacation plans.
I spoke with many people here at RDU today who started their day as early as 3 a.m. only to get here and get disappointed. Here at RDU, we've seen up to 14 flights delayed and a total of 8 canceled. About 8,000 flights nationwide were delayed and nearly 900 canceled as thunderstorms shook up air travel in and out of some of the country's busiest airports. On top of that, the FAA also briefly halted departures to major airports that serve Washington, D.C., Baltimore, and New York for repairs to a power panel that went out at an air traffic control facility. The FAA said the facility switched to a backup communication system before the issue was eventually resolved. I spoke with Carol and Harris Rui, whose flight was canceled this morning. They were traveling for the first time since the pandemic for their 50th anniversary trip to Aruba.
Travel has always been easy for us, so this is our first experience with that. But again, we've got each other, so, and our lovely daughter, and so we'll just come back and do it again tomorrow. Nothing is going to spoil this anniversary.
And they were planning to fly with Delta today, but unfortunately, Delta couldn't get them to their first stop in Atlanta. I spoke with another couple dealing with the same situation, and they had to cancel their trip altogether. Laura Levine, WRL News at RDU.
And we're working to learn more this morning about a serious crash on South Mineral Springs Road in Durham. It happened just after 11 last night near Willow Springs Road. You can see a car and Jeep both badly damaged in this crash here from the WRL Breaking News Tracker. There's no word yet on any injuries or what may have caused this crash. New abortion restrictions, including a 12-week ban, are set to take effect in North Carolina this Saturday. But a lot could change between now and then. WRL's Kelsey Coffey highlights the important week ahead.
The state Senate will have its third and final vote on that amended bill later tonight here at the legislative building. From there, the timeline is going to move quickly. If the bill passes the Senate tonight, a House vote is expected to happen Wednesday. Then it will move on to the governor's desk. Now, Governor Cooper will have 10 days to sign or veto it. This new version of the bill makes the abortion pill legal until the 12-week mark. The current law says only up to 10 weeks. It also says it's okay to help a woman get an abortion in another state if the procedure is legal there. These changes are coming after Planned Parenthood filed a lawsuit to block the abortion bill. An emergency hearing on that is set for Wednesday. It's not likely that the governor will veto the law before the hearing. This means the bill won't take effect on Saturday as originally planned, but if the governor vetoes it, then it would be overruled. Kelsey Coffey, WRL News in Raleigh.
Breaking news we're following this morning. First responders in Indiana have shared in the past 30 minutes one person died after a tornado like this one tore through that state. Another person was seriously hurt when a twister destroyed a home. Hundreds of thousands remain without power there this morning. This is video out of the town of Bargersville. It's about 20 miles south of Indianapolis. The town mayor says the tornado damaged about 75 homes over a 3-mile stretch. This was one of several reported tornadoes in Indiana yesterday. Police in Raleigh are looking to make an arrest after a shooting downtown left a man in critical condition. This happened on Chavis Way near Winters Park around 5:30 yesterday evening. A neighbor told the WRL Breaking News Tracker he ran outside when he heard gunshots and found a man who had been shot down on all fours. Police say this appeared to be an isolated incident and there's no public threat.
Today, we'll learn more about a series of power outages in Wake Forest. Officials with Wake Forest Power wrote on Facebook they'll address the outages that lasted for 2 days. They say a faulty switch was to blame. Crews have since replaced it. We'd reached out to the town after viewers sent us messages about the power problems. About 1,000 people were affected. President Biden will be back on the road this week as he ramps up his 2024 presidential campaign. He's putting a special focus on infrastructure. Today, he plans to make an announcement linked to high-speed internet. The announcement comes 1 week after his administration offered nearly $1 billion in grants to expand internet access in rural areas.
We learned three people from Apex died in a fiery car crash in Indiana. It happened Saturday morning along I-94 between South Bend and Chicago. The victims were in a car that was disabled on the shoulder of an interstate. Another vehicle crashed into them, pushing their car out into the center lane where it burst into flames. The driver was able to get out, but three others died. They've been identified as 58-year-old Alkesh Patel, 54-year-old Hina Patel, and 30-year-old Aditi Patel, all from Apex. No one in the other car was hurt.
Governor Roy Cooper is in Charlotte today to talk about the transition to clean energy. He'll join U.S. Energy Secretary Jennifer Granholm for a clean energy roundtable. A recent study found North Carolina is fourth in the country in solar energy. Growth has slowed in recent years, but Duke Energy says it plans to double solar generation over the next decade.
The first steps of an investigation now underway in the depths of the ocean to learn more about the Titan submersible, what evidence investigators are searching for, and what they're hoping to learn.
And more than 1 million Hondas have been recalled. The problem it's creating and how to know if your vehicle is impacted.
Plus, have a look right here. Southern Pines this morning, Longleaf Golf and Family Club. It is a WRL weather alert day. It'll be coming in from our west. We're seeing a level 3 risk for severe storms when they arrive, and Elizabeth Gardner will give us the detailed timeline straight ahead.
Good morning to everybody in Warrenton. Welcome back. You're watching WREL News. This is a live look there. You can see some blue skies and some clouds. Might look a little bit different later on. It is a WREL weather alert day. Much of us under a level 3 risk, Elizabeth, which is pretty unusual. We don't typically see this time of year.
We see a lot of level 1, some level 2, but we only average twice a year seeing a level 3 risk. And normally that's going to be in the spring when we have our severe weather season between March and May. This has our attention. We're going to see a line of strong storms that rolls through this evening. And this time of year, we tend to see just pop-up storms that aren't usually severe. It's typically, you know, with some really cold air and some warm air coming together that we see storms like this. And we're going to see some pretty cool air coming in, at least in the upper levels of the atmosphere with this front. So unusual. We don't normally see cold fronts coming through by the end of June, but that's one of the reasons that our temperatures have been so comfortable so far. All right, so we have this cold front swinging through. When the front passed through Kentucky and Tennessee overnight, there were a lot of severe thunderstorms with that. We did not see a lot of reports of tornadoes with this back to the west, and 375 reports of wind damage. There were only 4 reports of tornadoes. So that's a good thing in a way. Of course, we know that straight line winds can do the same sort of damage as a weak tornado. So we'll be watching for that tonight. The rain that's in the mountains that's shifting eastward is dissipating pretty quickly. There's really not a whole lot of that heading our way. The computer models are picking up on a little bit of that. You can see it back here to the west. But as we get through, say, 11, 12 o'clock, this is a newer run of the model. It's really not showing very much of that. We start to see the skies clearing this afternoon. And as we see some sunshine, that's going to destabilize the atmosphere a little bit. So there could be an isolated shower or storm in our northern counties between 4 and 5. But we're really looking at this line of thunderstorms developing. Around 7 o'clock, it starts to move into our western counties. Around 9 o'clock, we're looking at it from South Hill to Raleigh to Southern Pines. And then by midnight, midnight. It's mostly out of the viewing area. You can see how that continues to slide off to the east. So what is a level three? It just means that more the storms would be more numerous than they would be with a level one or level two. More widespread, more folks seeing them, more reports of wind damage. And so that's what we're looking at this evening. Looks beautiful out there right now. Here's a live look at Lewisburg with blue skies, 75 degrees and a dew point of 67. That dew point could be a little higher, but it's still making it feel pretty muggy. And it is going to bring us a heat index in the triple digits this afternoon. By lunchtime, it feels like 93, at 2 o'clock, 99, and at 4 o'clock, 102. The actual high will be around 94. We just haven't seen really hot temperatures yet in the last month or so, and certainly not a lot of heat indices in the triple digits. So be on the watch for that this afternoon as well. It is a WRL weather alert day because of that threat for storms. Tuesday's a chance of thunderstorms is much lower, only a 30% chance. We get into the weekend and temperatures bounce back into the low to mid 90s. We'll have a chance of some scattered storms on Saturday and Sunday.
Happening now in the WRL Live Center, a major announcement today from Wolfspeed. You can see the headlines here on WRL TechWire. The company reportedly securing up to $2 billion in private investments to help fund its chip plant's infrastructure requirements. Of course, this is big news for the Triangle area. Wolfspeed is in the process of building a huge semiconductor plant in Chatham County. Another one is planned for Germany. Another big story on WRL TechWire is a major acquisition by IBM. You can read that story, plus the story about Wolfspeed, all on WRL TechWire.
A huge story. Thanks, Ken. Happening now, a robot is scouring the seafloor for debris from that deadly implosion of the Titan submersible. Investigators are looking for any evidence of what caused the implosion and if any laws were broken. The U.S. Coast Guard announced Sunday that it's launched the agency's highest level of investigation with the help of several countries. They'll examine voice recordings and data from the ship that carried the Titan submersible before it imploded. All five people on board were killed instantly while trying to tour wreckage of the Titanic. And North Carolina native Mr. Beast says he could have been on the Titan when it imploded. The social media star, who's from Greenville, revealed on Sunday that he was invited to join the submersible voyage. Mr. Beast, whose real name is Jimmy Donaldson, shared a text from someone asking him to join the exploration. He did not say why he decided against going on that trip.
Wake County deputies say they've identified a man accused of stabbing a young person outside a sports arena. 28-year-old Octavio Escalera Rodriguez is charged with assault with a deadly weapon, inflicting serious injury. A judge set his bond at $25,000. Stabbing happened Saturday outside Gooch Sports Arena on Knightdale Eagle Rock Road. Investigators say there was a fight inside the rodeo arena that spilled out into the parking lot, and that's when the boy was stabbed. His age and name have not been released.
Well, take a look at this Facebook post. The Lee County Sheriff's Office says there was an accident at the Raleigh Executive Jetport. They posted this yesterday. Deputies arrived to find a plane on its top. They say the pilot was not hurt. The Highway Patrol is investigating this. Authorities have not said what caused the crash.
Happening tonight, we'll get a look at the progress on a plan to build a huge sports complex in Durham. The County Board of Commissioners will hear an update at 7 o'clock on the proposal for the project. The goal is to get children from low-income families to play sports with the hope of preventing youth violence and improving their health. The sports complex, as it's proposed, would seat 5,000 people and include more than a dozen courts and multipurpose fields. A final proposal is expected this fall.
The Hajj officially begins today. It's a pillar of Islamic culture and one of the largest religious gatherings in the world. Saudi officials say their capacity for this year has gone back to pre-pandemic levels. It's been reported that this year could see more than 2 million Muslims attending. As of Friday, 1.6 million had arrived, according to Saudi authorities. The Hajj pilgrim includes a five-day journey where Muslims take part in a series of rituals. It's intended to bring them greater humility and unity.
An accidental fire damaged several BMWs at a Durham car dealership. Firefighters arrived shortly before 7:30 Sunday morning to that business on Kennington Drive. They managed to put out the flames quickly. Four vehicles, though, were destroyed. Eight others had various types of damage. The division chief says that fire started in one of the vehicles that had a history of issues.
More than a million Hondas are under recall this morning because of problems with rear cameras. The issue is with these models, 2018 to 2023 Odysseys. 2019 to 2022 pilots and 2019 to 2023 passports. Honda says a faulty coaxial cable connector can prevent the rear view image from appearing on the display. If your vehicle is affected, you'll receive a letter and dealers will fix the issue for you free of charge.
A new monument in Harnett County honors the lives of African-American members of that community. The new memorial is at Wilkins Cemetery in Dunn. It's the oldest African-American cemetery in that county. It features 19 names of people who were born and died in Harnett County between 1838 and 1977. They were among the hundreds of people believed to be buried in unmarked graves in that cemetery.
An effort to train more women in construction is breaking barriers and expanding. And all of the momentum is happening right here in our backyard. Hope Renovations held an open house in Carrboro yesterday. The program trains women to fill jobs in construction. It's a 15-week program made up of 9 weeks of classroom instruction and 6 weeks of on-the-job training. The organization's founder says more women are desperately needed in this field.
Right now, there is a major skilled trades gap in our workforce, and the worst part about that is there's no women doing the work. Only about 10% of the industry is women, and only about 4% are tradeswomen actually out there swinging the hammer.
The on-the-job training includes repairing the homes of senior citizens who may not be able to afford it. And you can find out more about Hope Renovations on WREL.com. We have a link attached to the story.
A group of bikers from North Carolina completed a major goal, riding all the way to the snow-capped mountains of Alaska. Six members of the Fall In Motorcycle Club made that trek. All of them are retired military with at least 20 years of service. Their motorcycle trip helps raise awareness and funds for the group's mission to improve the lives of those in need and to help make change. The competition show Stars on Mars sent two stars home and a midweek tune-in for a comedy movie night. We have a preview of that and more coming up this week on Fox. Ashley Dvorkin reports.
Celebrating wedding season with a big movie night. Here's what's hot on Fox.
You got this, baby!
First Monday, it's a special episode of Stars on Mars, which includes a Rad Dogs race.
This is what happens when you put legs on a VCR.
The nine remaining contestants feel the pressure of being away from home, and a double elimination sends two celebronauts back to Earth.
Where are we putting the raspberries?
That's followed by five classically trained baking teams on Crime Scene Kitchen, back to solve two more culinary crimes.
It's been a hell of a 6 weeks.
Tuesday is a special movie night with Daughter of the Bride, starring Marcia Gay Harden and Halston Sage as mother and daughter best friends whose lives are turned upside down when mom gets engaged.
Kids, even me.
Wednesday is a replay of the premiere episode of MasterChef United Tastes of America with the first round of auditions and guest judge Daphne Oz. Then the entrepreneurs on Gordon Ramsay's Food Stars put marketing, branding, and pitching skills to the test when tasked with creating themed wine boxes.
I understand that this is all very traumatizing.
Thursday is a replay of Alert Missing Persons Unit and an encore of an episode of Stars on Mars. Fox Sports brings the action Friday.
Here we go!
As the week rounds out with another round of action-packed WWE Friday Night SmackDown. In Hollywood, Ashley Dvorkin, Fox News.
Reality star Kourtney Kardashian and Blink-182 drummer Travis Barker are having a boy. The two posted a video on social media Sunday, and the video shows people cheering at a gender reveal party. Earlier this month, Kardashian was in the audience of a Blink-182 show when she held up that sign right there and said, "Travis, I'm pregnant." He responded by jumping off the stage and kissing her, and the audience loved it.
Yeah, he couldn't believe it. He was like, wait, this is for real? This is happening. Oh, my goodness. All right, do you have that repeated dream about being unprepared for a test or being embarrassed in public? Scientists say there are ways to work through the issues that could be responsible for them. If recurring dreams are causing you anxiety, experts say you should look at the sources of stress in your life or talk about them with someone close to you. You may also consider writing your worries before bed to help yourself process them consciously, and to also make sure to practice good sleep hygiene, including going to bed on time, not drinking caffeine too late. That is all to make your dreams healthier. Interesting.
And keeps the nightmares away as well.
Yeah.
Right? Before we head to break, here are the winning lottery numbers for you right now. We're going to get another check on weather and traffic up next.